is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
That you opened up the demon in me. Yeah. By the way, Nick is saying that the audio is coming in choppy on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm
and I'm saying this does not sound right.
Maybe the cable is bad.
It's your brand new fucking cable you gave him.
I know. Go back to the old cable. See what happens.
All right. When I cut out on the thing, let's at least do the intro of the show.
Okay.
It's the Ham Radio Show live on hamradioshow.com.
.com.
718-577-1389. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. What's going on, people? How are you today?
I'm fine.
Yeah, Tammy's saying, by the way, in the Facebook live stream that it sounds good. So I sound great.
No, I think the voices are okay.
I think Danny's audio sounds like monkey shit refried with a side of cock.
I think that's
not good.
It might be the cable hooking on to something.
Well, I don't want my cable hooking anywhere.
Right.
Danny said music sounds bad. mics are great. Well, that would be because the velvety tones of Uncle Eddie and the uncrowned kings of reality radio
are
broadcasting live. You can also check us out live, of course, in the Facebook Live suite, which is conveniently located conveniently right there on my Facebook page. So I'm going to get out of the music.
Yeah.
And Danny, go steal one of those fucking other wires. Did you get one yet? Hold on for a minute. Danny, did you steal that one yet?
Check one out.
Danny's going to go get that. Danny, your mic is muted, plus the your audio is muted. Because, of course, we are the Ham Radio Show where shit happens live.
This is reality radio, Mo.
It happens. I'm not fucking... Do you hear me bitching? I'm not bitching. No bitching, no moaning. I'm just pointing out...
You've really improved in that. You used to get like a little girl. You go, I just, you gotta put up with
because,
this shit.
No, because Joe is the absolutely the worst motherfucker. He is... If anyone's ever worked in radio...
Yeah.
Okay? If anyone's worked in radio, Joe is the definition of an engineer. Where the engineer acts like it's not a problem if shit blows up and everything. But meanwhile, the artist, the person working behind the mic, trying to actually do a professional radio broadcast,
who gives a shit?
Sounds like monkey shit. And the engineer goes, it's not a problem. It's fine.
Hey, don't worry about it. Nobody's listening to you anyway.
I fixed it anyway. Everything sounds great. No, man. Meanwhile, I sound perfect, according to Nick.
Your golden tones.
I have the velvety golden tones. Danny, play something so I know if it works or not. Wait, hold on. You're not Mike. Go ahead, Danny. What? Meanwhile, back at the doo-wop shop? Go ahead.
Yeah, hold on.
You play anything. No, hold on for a minute. Hold on. We got to flip the wires again. Goddamn white people.
No, only one goes in.
Well, it's only one?
Yeah.
Is it red or black?
I don't
know. Come on, people, work
with
me.
I forgot. I think it was black.
All right, let's try. Hold on, wait, dude. Stop. Pause it.
It should be on the top.
Yeah, thanks, shithead. I'm trying to figure out if it's black or red. Yeah, Danny, play something. Hold on. Nope, so it's red.
Yeah.
Hold on. Don't mind us. We're just trying to do a professional radio show here. All right, red and Danny, go.
Oh, I like that song, man.
Yeah, that's from, of course, you know, because that's from
the Police Academy. The
Blue Oyster Bar. I know it's from Police Academy. I'm trying to say it's from Joe's favorite hangout spot, the Blue Oyster Bar.
Oh, it's not from Mondo County?
No, it's from the Blue Oyster Bar, that club that you used to frequent in San Francisco.
I remember that place.
Yes. Down by the sea.
I had a girlfriend over there.
Yeah. By the way, if you've been living under a rock, we had a lot of other stuff scheduled today. We do have at the top of the hour, the 7 o'clock hour, Puppet, the psycho, angry, murderous, kills midget dwarf will be on our program
tonight. What's he mad about anyway?
He's always mad, but he's also very artsy, and he has a new show on ASY TV that I'm kind of intrigued by because I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
So I'm actually intrigued by...
assy?
No, not assy. I don't know. It's ASY television. It might be assy. I don't know. And I just watched him on the nationally syndicated Man Cow show, breastfeeding Man Cow. Getting breastfed by Man Cow.
Oh.
And then spitting out the milk. So you can see that video is up. It's over there as well. He does look like a little baby when you hold him.
Okay.
But if you've been living under a rock for the last about hour and a half, 2 hours, there was a school shooting in Florida, of course, in Broward County.
Crazy world out there.
It's a crazy world. In Parkland, Florida, to be exact. It is 6:08 right now, Eastern Standard Time, going on. So just in case, I don't know what part of the country you're listening to us, or if you're listening in another country, it is a fucking crazy thing. Debbie's reporting it's a bloody Valentine's Day down in Florida. Absolutely. That's the problem. I have people that I know are down there. I know for a fact that Gonzo from Gonzo Radio is literally like 5 minutes away from the school in which where the shooting has taken place. Stoneman Douglas High School in Broward County, near Miami, around dismissal time. The school was placed on lockdown. Authorities have evacuated the building. They already caught the guy. Supposedly the Miami Herald is reporting that the student, it was a former student, a 20-year-old former student by the name of Nick Cruz. Nick Cruz, according to the Miami Herald, by the way, is the shooter. There are confirmed 14 injuries and multiple fatalities. No big numbers as of yet that we are aware of. Yet again, we're not trying to break the fucking record I always say that when people are like, oh, well, this, you know, this is the biggest mass shooting. I don't want to promote that.
They're all bad.
They're all bad. One is too many.
Yeah.
So I don't want to fucking promote that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, so we know. All right, we know that Debbie's telling me that Kevin is okay, the Idaho Jew,
okay,
part of the Gonzo Radio team.
That's good.
Gonzo, by the way, 2 or 3 miles away from the school.
Wow.
So we are being fatalities. By the way, include the administrator, says Debbie.
Oh.
Brian Williams on MSNBC to see what's going on.
Open, and that's what made me worry. On top of that, they'd had this fire drill earlier today, so the sound of the bells was not as alarming as it might have been yesterday.
Probably a fluke. You know, you have to run, you know, regular emergency response. And
I'm sure that some conspiracy theory nut will say, oh, my God, and, you know, see, they were testing. They were testing shit. They had a fucking dismissal bell. They did a fire drill before, so it has to be rigged. It has to be, you know, Al-Qaeda or the fucking Illuminati or some crazy motherfucker. No, it was some jack-off.
It was Trump.
Trump did it. Obama's to blame. Who the fuck fucking knows?
I know.
Actually, we do know. It was a 20-year-old former student by the name of Nick Cruz. This is what is being reported to us as we speak right now from the Miami Herald. Nick Cruz, C-R-U-Z. Nick Cruz is supposedly the shooter. He has been hospitalized from an apparent leg injury. No one gives a fuck if you're the shooter. You should be, you know, we should just fucking let him bleed. I don't see why we give a shit.
The cops probably took him down, you know.
Yeah, and on top of everything else, you know the gun talk is going to start. You know it's all going to be about gun control.
Absolutely.
And gun control in America. So if you want to feel like calling us, feel free, 718-577-1389.
Because I'm sure he went to a fucking gun store to buy that gun.
Oh, no, it's Florida. The cops had to pass 4 meth labs and 4 dead hookers before they got to the school, okay? There are guns in Florida, folks, just like there are guns all over the place.
I'll bet you dollars to donuts this guy's got some sort of mental illness, though.
Well, I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to have some form of a mental illness shoot up a school and injure innocent people who, quite frankly, you know, were just going about their day.
But that's
I mean, it's Valentine's Day, which also brings up the whole point. Was this an homage to the St. Valentine's Day massacre?
He doesn't have a girlfriend.
Or does he not have a girl? Like, a lot of people started going, oh, he was bullied. They already started speculating.
I don't
want to speculate because we don't know. He could have been fucking one of the teachers.
You
know, I mean, like, in the world we live in, anything is fucking possible.
Sure, you're right.
But we all act as if automatically, oh, he was bullied. He must have been bullied. That's what it was. Blah, blah. He's a 20-year-old motherfucker who formerly went to that school, came back to that school. What did he have, a fucking late library book? We don't know what the fuck it was. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't know the reasoning behind a madman. Nick Cruz is the name we're getting from the Miami Herald.
Confused with Nick the Cunt.
No, Nick the Cunt in Canada did not shoot anybody.
He's okay, Nick.
He is our Canadian Unified Network technician, Danny, and he doesn't know how to use a gun, let alone spell gun, frankly.
Yes, he does. How do you think he rapes all those moose?
No. those moose go willingly. Hashtag me too, moose.
Hey, come and get me.
I'm just saying he doesn't need a gun to do that. It is, without question, a tragedy. We're trying to get a little levity here. I know people are like, well, why are you making jokes about it? You have to.
Because
right now there are parents that are still don't know where the fuck their kids are.
Yeah.
There are people that have no clue what's going on the next day. From hour to hour, this story keeps changing. We don't know. So excuse us for trying to make a little levity.
You know, these things
to make sure people can maybe smile on a shitty day like today.
These things keep trying to feed each other. You know, like when one happens, another one happens, another one happens. It's sort of like, you know, it's a copycat or whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it's because in this country we promote it.
This is how I'll be famous.
Yeah, we promote it.
Yeah.
That's why I don't want people to fucking do speculation.
You are correct.
By sitting around and acting as if this kid has been bullied. We don't know if Nick Cruz, the name, yet again, given to us by the Miami Herald, I have to say allegedly because that's what's been handed to us.
Yeah.
Our news feed has said Miami Herald has stated that the shooter is a 20-year-old former student, Nick Cruz. So I have to now still say, until we can confirm it by a press conference or whatever the case may be in Broward County, you know, right there at Parkland, Florida, which I believe they're trying to set up a press conference as we speak.
Yeah.
So until we have documentation that this is the shooter, I have to keep saying that.
Yeah.
But besides that, I have to say that when we're dealing with something like this, a school shooting, you don't want to promote it by saying, yes, this kid was bullied automatically. Because then what happens is some fucked up kid who's being bullied looks at that as a way out and goes, oh, that's the what, to, you know, right there. That's exactly what to do. I am going to go shoot up the school because that's how I'm going to get notoriety. I'm going to become infamous. I'm going to become, you know, that name that goes down with it. Like the kids on Columbine. Columbine has become an infamous word. If I say Columbine, you know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. Do you know what I'm saying? Because it's now indelibly etched into the annals of time, and we know what it means because it's been promoted left, right, center. And we make not heroes out of these people to the normal fucking humans. We make heroes out of these people to the fucked up, you know, humans that walk around this earth and idolize these assholes and sit back and go, you know, this is the guy who took charge of his life. He showed the bullies what for. And that is the problem that we have. Because on this Valentine's Day, there are now at least 14 people that aren't going home tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we have. That's what we have. That's the one thing we know.
Well, that's coincidental.
What?
Well, it's the 14th.
What's coincidental?
It's February 14th.
Here comes the conspiracy theory.
Here comes the fuck. Go get the tinfoil from the kitchen.
It's the St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
So we killed 14 people on St. Valentine's Day Massacre. By the way, 1929. Look it up if you have no clue what we're talking about.
Would it have been something if his name was Al Capone?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe you're thinking a little too heavily into this. I'm just saying.
Well, you know.
Maybe.
Could have been. It got Bugs Moran.
Bugsy Siegel came down and fucking left Lucky Luciano. And,
no, those are New York guys. This is Chicago.
They all met up. They all met. And I saw Bugsy. Don't fucking tell me. They all met up.
Bugs Moran was who they were after.
Debbie in the chat room writes,
and Capone was
not
in Florida.
Joe, I'm in the middle of reading something. Turn your hearing aid up so you can hear me.
How much?
Debbie,
check your batteries.
Yeah, Debbie wants me to know something.
Okay, then.
It was not a suicide mission. He left the campus and was caught up in the neighborhood of Coral Springs.
How'd they know it was him?
So,
I mean, they must have known.
Everybody's got cameras these days, Joe.
Yeah, he was a jackass running with a gun.
Yeah, maybe that was it.
That don't look like a cop.
Yeah.
That looks like a 20-year-old fucking former student named Nick Cruz, according to the Miami Herald. So we know that he was captured in the Coral Springs, so we're in the neighborhood. That was one thing they were worried about. When this story broke, quite literally, it was still an active shooter. They did not know where he, you know, didn't know his whereabouts.
Yeah.
Didn't know where he was. Didn't know if he blended in with the students that were evacuating the school.
Oh, sure.
And you know, got out. Because, I mean, he's not an old-looking son of a bitch. And from most of the pictures that we've seen, at least of the suspect, quite frankly, he doesn't look that old. He doesn't look like he's 20. Let's just put it that way. But he does look like a little Hitler youth. I was saying that before. He does look like he has the, you know, the jeans rolled up and the Doc Martens. The only thing he's missing is Joe's suspenders. Really.
He had a small mustache.
He had a small mustache. I mean, it is possible that he definitely did that. By the way, Nick the CUNT, by the way, says hashtag Joespiracy.
Uh-huh.
Because Joe is now saying 14 bodies on February 14th, a.k.a. Valentine's Day, a.k.a. the anniversary.
Wait, no, these things have meaning.
Of the Valentine's Day Massacre, the same Valentine's Day Massacre. Morgan. Nice to know the Guinness Book of Records records has a new Valentine's Day champion, Massacre champion.
Yeah.
So that's nice. Thank you, Morgan. Yeah. Got to look on the bright side. You do have to. That's the thing. Right now, all we can do, we're not cracking jokes about the dead, but we have to add a little spin, a little levity to the situation because, quite frankly, as of right now, like Debbie even saying that we have 14 injuries, we don't know if there's 14 deaths yet. But all we do know right now is that 14 people, there's a possibility of 14 people, not going home to their, you know, their loved ones tonight. That's where we're at right now. And yet again, I say any number that's higher than one is a fucking tragedy. Oh, and that's something I can't, like, I'm not trying to fucking, you know, give people douche chills and try to sound like the voice of reason. But for fuck's sake, you know, seriously, how many do we have, Danny? How many school shootings have we had since, it's fucking February. We're in the second month of the new year. And we had one the other week with a girl that shot up the fucking, she brought a gun to school and she didn't shoot up the school. The gun went off.
An accident.
Accidentally,
but
yeah.
Why'd she bring it to school in the first place? Show and tell.
Yeah. This is my dad's revolver.
Yeah, watch what I can do.
Yeah, I'm going to spin it around on my finger, kids, and we'll see what happens.
Would you like to see a hole in the wall?
Yeah, so, I don't know. Debbie's giving us stuff on scene, so that's good. We'll keep Debbie. Debbie will be our reporter. Debbie. Will be our reporter on scene. If Gonzo wants to call, because I know Gonzo was opening up his home to any of the families, because if people, the parents were waiting to find their kids.
That's really nice.
And he's like 5 seconds away from the school. So 718-577-1389. If Gonzo wants to call in, if anybody wants to tell Gonzo to call in, I love the school shootings.
In the first
45- we're in February.
In the first 45 days of 2018. Okay. And this article was posted today.
Now, this is not a fucking argument about gun control, folks, because I'm not going to fucking say that guns are not needed in this country. Sorry. I don't take the stance that guns are the problem. People are the problem.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Because I can guarantee, okay, that those 18 school shootings were not made by competent people. We're not made by people who are having clear fucking thoughts in the morning, who woke up and said, you know what I'm going to do after I eat my Cocoa Pebbles? I'm going to shoot up my fucking school.
Crazy.
Well, crazy fucking loon.
Today's shooting marks the first of the year in Florida. There were three shootings at different schools in Texas, two in different California schools, and two in different Michigan schools, according to Everytown's data.
Yeah.
There are 10 other states that had at least one shooting. In 8 of the 17 shootings...
Oh, wait, hold on, Dave. We got a break. We got him getting transported.
...stood up straight. We then know that there was an interim step. He was placed in an ambulance before these pictures that are airing on the left-hand side, apparently stripped of his clothes and changed into some kind of a hospital gown. What would that have been for?
For several reasons. One, that the idea of taking the photograph at the scene, multiple photographs probably, if there was some type of injury that they'd want to basically show a chain of custody of him over time, that the injuries were not inflicted post-arrest. So the gathering of that type of evidence is an unfortunate reality in today.
Courtesy of MSNBC, they're going over all the details of the captured gunman. Supposedly the shooter's name has been identified by the Miami Herald. He is Nick Cruz. Nick, C-R-U-Z, Nick Cruz, 20-year-old former student of this school, Stoneman Douglas High School in Broward County near Miami. Danny, go back to the stats. I mean, how many were we had 18 in total.
Yeah.
And you were last, I think we were at Michigan.
In 8 of the 17 school shootings recorded by every town, a gun was fired, but no one was injured. Two of the shootings were classified as being attempted or completed suicides with no intent to injure another person. The third deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history was at Virginia Tech in 2007, where 32 people were killed. And then, of course, Sandy Hook school shooting, which is tied for the fourth highest casualty shooting, led to 26 deaths.
Debbie's reporting that she, by the way, she is in the Springs. So Debbie is right over there, too. Debbie just... she wants me to send a text to Gonzo. I might do that during the commercial break. But she said the latest number is 15 dead. They are still clearing the school because the school had almost over 3,000 students were on the campus of that school. Over 3,000 students. It's just remarkable that the number is that low, quite frankly. That we're at 15. It was over 3,000 students. Just so you know, and Nick, Canadian Unified Network technician, of course, America bashing by bringing us a fact from Wikipedia. The U.S. has more mass shootings than any other country, as reported by Wikipedia. Yeah. So, well, just saying.
We are the best.
Because we're number one. Too bad we're number one at the shittiest things in the world. Let's take a break. We'll regroup. We'll see what Brian Williams has to say. Maybe we'll try to get Gonzo from Gonzo Radio on the phone. See what's going on. Anybody else wants to call in? It's 718-577-1389. If you're in the Florida area and you need someone to talk to, we're here for you. That's what we're here to do. Top of the hour, we also have Puppet. The Psycho Dwarf will be on the show. He's got a new show on ASY-TV. Right now, it's the Ham Radio Show. Going to take a break. We'll be right back after these words.
This is Ham Radio.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
It's Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, and you are listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio. Bang, bang!
Yeah. I'm just happy that Danny didn't play, and he's got a gun. It's the Ham Radio. Jamie's got a gun. It's the Ham Radio Show, live, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, 718-577-1389. Let's go to the press conference. Live in Parkland, Florida right now. Let's just transfer that MSNBC, courtesy of MSNBC.
He's left Broward General North. I don't think his injuries were anything significant. I believe he's unraveled or has arrived at the public safety building. The investigation will continue. I will keep Broward County informed. Anything that we uncover, anything that's important, report to the media, you know, we will. I know it's going to be a long night for all of us, but... on behalf of my family and BSO family, just continue, please, to pray for these victims and these families. And we'll give you a briefing the next time there's something happens.
Do you have a quick timeline from when the first shot?
Yes. We have 17 confirmed victims. 12 victims were within the building. Two victims are outside, just outside the building. One victim is on the street at the corner of Pine Island. And two folks, people, lost their lives at the hospital.
You think this kid woke up this morning? He's hell-bent on causing massive destruction at the school?
I have no idea.
How does somebody answer that question? Did you hear that dumb question from that reporter? Do you think he woke up this morning hell-bent on destruction? How is that cop supposed to answer that question?
Are you in the guy's mind?
How the fuck is he supposed to know if this asshole came in and was going to fucking shoot up this school? Was his fucking plan.
I know. The sheriff fucking did a Vulcan mind meld on the guy, on the suspect.
He answered everything. We just stuck our finger in the bullet hole and went,
Usually guys like that, they're brewing.
It's a festering thing.
And then they explode into this act of violence. It's crazy.
Let's see what other stupid questions they have. MSNBC.
We will keep you updated.
All of our families have been notified.
As soon as I click back over, they fucking ended the press conference.
So what do they got, like 14 dead now?
No, 17 injured.
17 killed. 17.
No,
killed.
17 injured, not killed. 17 injured.
Look at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, well,
can you see it?
No, I can't because I'm down here. I'm in my pit.
It says 17 killed on the bottom.
17 killed?
Yeah. Sheriff says 17 killed.
Oh, 17, 12 has 7. Oh, sorry. So 17 dead. Now I'm reading the closed caption.
Yeah.
So I can see it. All right. Well, this motherfucker is, he's almost to 20, folks. Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah. Sheriff, by the way, from Debbie, he's writing us in the Facebook Live suite. 19 years old. He had an AR-15 rifle. Nick Cruz, of course, is the thing. The number of victims is 19. That we're at right now. So 17 dead, 19 were the victims. Just fucking crazy. It's a crazy world that we live in right now. 718-577-1389. We want to talk about it. Obviously, this is the... we couldn't talk about anything else.
Yeah.
We had other shit planned, and we will... in the second hour of this program, we will hopefully move on from this, but this is breaking as we speak. They literally just had the press conference. The sheriff just got asked dumb fucking questions from the dumbass fucking mere mortal media sitting there asking, did you think he woke up this morning, sheriff there, and he wanted to shoot up his fucking school?
Yeah.
No, jackass.
I feel sorry for the news media in a sense. They got to fill all this time.
Well, this is that 24-hour news feed that I talk about all
the
time.
And they just, they don't know what to say anymore. You cover this story in 10 minutes.
And really what's sick about our society is that they relish these moments.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God. MSNBC, CNN, Fox, they're all jerking off right now. Oh, my God, we got so much coverage. So much coverage now.
And we've got guys writing questions
now. This by far will go on all night. It will go into tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah.
It will be part of the overnight.
Wait till they find out that he's a docker or something.
Well, that's
like that.
What Joe was saying this off air, and I got to say, look, I understand that Joe is a fucking firm Trump supporter, and people want to argue with him. But God damn it, if we find out that Nicholas Cruz is an illegal, holy shit.
Oh,
well, America,
or even
America will melt.
Sure.
It will melt.
Yeah, Trump will go, make the wall higher.
Yes.
It's got to be bigger now.
Make it bulletproof.
Yes.
And higher.
I'll show you.
We want to keep the Canadians out and the Mexicans.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nick.
I've stopped arguing about Trump now.
No, it's not even worth it.
Yeah, well, it comes to the conclusion that somebody else said this. If you believe, no explanation is necessary.
No, you can't.
And if you don't believe, no explanation will suffice.
This is from the asshole that we've had wars, a political conversation wars. You now are fucking took your head out of your ass long enough to realize that it's a stupid fight?
It is.
I hate you so much.
I know.
We have fought, dude, I have been thrown out of the studio.
Yeah.
In anger from fucking political conversations with you. Now he's like, why fight? Why fight?
Because it's
peace and love, peace and love. Why fight?
You're never going to convince somebody who hates Trump because it's so divided now. There's no middle ground.
Dude,
it's either you do or you don't.
Dude, I get shit. Look, I don't like Trump. You know this.
I know that.
But I get shit when I defend. Like, I get told I'm defending him. Yeah. When I hear fucking people nitpick on shit, I don't care that, dude, the paper, where is it? Right here.
Yeah.
We brought it up before. You read the story to me.
I did.
Where you were reading about Trump's lawyer.
Yeah.
Where is it? The fuck? Oh, there it goes. Trump's attorney, I paid Stormy. He paid Stormy with his own money. Stormy Daniels, porn star extraordinaire.
Yeah.
The President Trump's personal lawyer reportedly admitted that he paid off porn star Stormy Daniels, who allegedly had an affair with his boss.
Yeah, 130
grand. 130 grand. He paid the money, and he's asking to be reimbursed.
Yeah, please.
But what I'm saying, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
If he was not president at the time, I don't care that he was cheating on his wife. I think he's dumb to cheat on his wife, because Melania is way hotter than Stormy.
She is very
Sorry. Hot, yeah. I would stick her 10 ways to Sunday, and I'm not afraid for the Secret Service to hear me.
But she costs a lot more than 130 grand.
No, absolutely. But the fact is, she's worth it.
Yeah.
She's worth it. Yeah. Not that Stormy's not worth it. I'd love to fuck Stormy Daniels, too. Unfortunately, I don't have a big enough bank account.
Yeah.
But the fact still remains.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck who he's fucking. I don't give a shit if there's four fucking... If there was four porn stars, if fucking Puppet was there, if there was a midget and a pony, I don't give a shit what the fuck this guy did. He cheated on his wife.
So,
woo! Big fucking whoop.
So did Clinton.
I
see it like this. I know Trump's not the perfect guy. I mean, he's a terrible environmentalist. Let's face it, he's not an environmentalist.
So are you.
Yeah. He's, I think he's a man for our times, you know?
I wouldn't go that far. Jesus Christ.
Believe me, 8 years from now, I probably vote
Donald
against...
Donald Trump, a man for our time.
When I say that, what I mean...
Did you hear how stupid that sounded when I said it?
When I say that, what I mean is there are certain things that are going on right now that have to be taken care of.
I agree.
And immigration is part of the problem.
Absolutely.
But you want to know something? We're all immigrants. I mean, I'm for immigration.
None of us belong here. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Fuck the Indians.
Yeah, really.
None of us belong here.
Yeah. And as far as all these regulations...
We gave them casinos. Shut up, Danny.
As far as all these regulations are concerned, they are taking jobs away from Americans. So for the time being, you need a man like Trump
in
there.
I agree with...
Stop all that shit.
Totally agree with the vetting process needs to fucking be hardcore.
Yeah.
We need to protect our borders. We're not doing... Look, Nick can walk around in Canada... Cross a little line, he's right there in fucking New York.
I think
I don't like it.
He can walk around in his underwear then.
Yes, I don't like it. He can fall in Niagara, swim across. I don't like it.
You can walk across the bridge. No problem.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I've done it.
Yes. Yeah. Danny has immigrated and then turned around and went, fuck it, and came back.
Have you ever gotten wet from Niagara Falls?
No, he's gotten wet from you. I'm just saying, what I'm saying to you is that I agree with the vetting process. I agree with the fact that it needs to be more hardcore. I think, quite frankly, if yet again, I always use the example, fuck Mexicans. Take Mexicans out of the fucking scenario.
No,
take them out of the fucking scenario. Any fucking country comes here, you need to fucking pay your just due. Eastern Germans, the fucking Chinese, the Japanese, Indians, all those fuckers, no matter where you come from, okay? If you come to America, you need to assimilate. You need to pay your fucking taxes. You need to fucking become American citizens. You need to... There's 9 million things you should be fucking doing.
It would be nice.
That does not make me a right-wing nut job.
Yeah, why come here in the first place if you don't like it?
Yeah, like, I don't understand. Like, if I went to their country, this is the example I always use.
I'd like to speak Spanish.
Yeah, if I had to go to Japan... That's where I want to go, right? I'm going to live in Japan. Don't you think I have to learn all their shit? Don't you think I have to learn how to become an American, a Japanese citizen?
A lot of them speak English.
No, I understand that, but you have to learn. You have to learn. You can't just go there. There are people that come to this country, Danny, and you know this for a fact because some of them are your relatives. Come to this country and
Don't argue the English thing with me because...
I will fight you right now. Bring it, motherfucker. Let's have this conversation.
When English is the official language of the United States, then people can speak English.
It is.
It is not.
It is not. Go.
The United States does not have an official language.
Yes, it's called American. I speak American.
The only reason why we fucking speak English is because the British is the ones that successfully colonized fucking America.
I speak American.
If it wasn't that, then it would have been the fucking Spanish that came from Mexico or the French that was in
Louisiana. Oh, say, can you see?
Any bed bugs on me. If you do take a few, they look better on you.
No, my argument is, though, if you come to this country, can you at least learn some fucking English? Is it possible to learn some fucking English?
They do. Stick
That's all I ask. That's all I ask. Please, just a little fucking English. Maybe a couple sentences. Hi, how are you? Where is the bathroom?
Can I have your wallet?
Where is the hospital? Excuse me, sir. I'd like to buy a waffle.
Hey, Joe,
can you have that sentence? Some sentences.
Piece of candy?
Can you want a piece of candy? How much for a hookah? Yeah. These are things they need to know.
Sure.
I'm just saying, learn some fucking English. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying, your parents came here, they learned English.
That was their choice.
I don't give
they
a fuck.
They don't have nobody forcing them.
All right, let's make that. We have to call Trump. Joe, get on the Trump phone.
Okay.
Call
I'm
Trump
surprised
up.
He fucking hasn't pushed for that because he would be the guy
call,
that would do something
call
like that.
Trump up. I want American English. Not that British English. I want American English as the language of America.
I love the difference between fucking American English and British English.
Oh, it's fucking amazing.
Al Yuminium is my favorite fucking.
Yes. It's fucking crazy.
And Jaguar.
You know, the British, even the dumbest ones, sound smart because they talk different.
It's Americanish. Yeah, that's our language. That's what we speak, Americanish. I'm just saying that that's one thing that annoys the fuck out of me. Because if I went to, they speak other languages in other countries too, but I still have to learn the main language, the one we use a lot. Like, then why aren't your family learn fucking Spanish? That seems to be more prevalent than fucking English.
You can take
so learn
in
Spanish.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, learn fucking English is all I'm saying. That's all I ask. If I went to Canada, I would have to learn Canadian.
I
have to learn these things.
A lot of Americans do learn Spanish. That's how they communicate with their maids and stuff.
That's the sad part.
He's absolutely fucking true. I didn't say bad Joe. I went, you're right. I'm sorry. He's right. That's the sad part.
Nick, tell them why they speak English in Canada.
Canada. Learn how to first off say it then. It's Canada. Thank you. That's how we did.
Canuda.
Nick is saying there's no such thing as Canadian English. We all it is just you add an extra U for a tray or a ter.
Well, don't they have sections that are French? They have French.
Well,
that is French Canadian.
Because the French and English were fighting over it, and most of it is just Montreal. All right.
We get it. You watch the History Channel. Stop.
Oh,
we
smart.
Get it. You have knowledge.
No.
Parlez-vous français? You don't. C'est va saloupe? You don't.
Les-y-compétent.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
I can speak Portuguese.
Good. Go get a roll. Get the fuck out of here. God damn. See what happens when you let the white man speak English? You see what the fuck happens? Instead of Air Canada, the Air Canada Center is the Canada Centre.
Canada Centre.
A specimen. I speak the English. Specimen. I'm just a proponent, Danny, of people speaking English. I just wanted that one.
Canada might speak more British English since they were ruled by.
I don't know if they speak the Queen's proper English. I don't know.
Or that they get like, do we corrupt them with the American English? Nick, answer the question.
Nick, do you have the slang of our people, or do you have those shitty redcoats? Those fucking bastards. Who?
I'm just curious.
What did he say?
I don't know.
He said it's pronounced the same way. No shit, Nick. We know it's pronounced center. We're making it funny. Shut up.
It's Canada.
Canada. See? Now you're learning. Canada.
Jesus.
Bring on the moose.
Is it considered part of the crown? You know,
they are a separate independent country, but they still recognize the queen as the sovereign and head of state.
90 years old, Queen.
Why can't our husband kick the bucket so I can get on a fucking list?
He's not on the board in Deadpool Bingo, Danny. So this is what this is.
Send him to Florida.
By the way,
trip, all right?
This fucking anger comes from the fact that Danny's not in, not even on the board.
Not even near it.
Not even near the board.
The other asshole's 100 and something years old.
Don't give a fuck.
That Kirk Douglas is over 100 years old.
And Kirk Douglas ain't speaking English.
Motherfucker's going to outlive me.
Yeah.
Canada.
That's pronounced. Do they speak the Queen's English or fucking American English in Canada? What part didn't you get?
He didn't get the whole sentence. He don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Queen's English? What the fuck?
Is it aluminum in Canada or aluminium?
Aluminium.
Aluminium.
Yes. Is it Jaguar or Jaguar?
Jaguar. Oh, Canada.
Is the hood of a car called a bonnet?
Yeah, exactly.
Our home and native land. Yeah.
The fender is called a wing.
Oh, Canada. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
Konnichiwa, my nigga.
Hey,
Konnichiwa, my negro. You are very big negro. Hello.
Hey, you hating women on Valentine's Day or what?
Yeah, by the way, bisexual Mark is on the phone.
He's a Negro.
He is. He is definitely a Negro.
Yes, I am.
Are you having? Are you having a great Valentine's Day?
I'll take that as a no.
I was reading his Facebook this day.
Oh, what did he say? I didn't read it. I only saw that he said he was going to call in.
Not a good day for Marcus. Let's put it that way.
why is today different than any other day in the Marcus world?
We love
world?
You, Marcus.
Because
what them bitches do now?
No, bitches didn't do anything. They
bitches,
anything.
Please.
Well, you know what? They have something to do with it. They have something to do with why I don't like Valentine's Day.
That's why Nick Cruz shot up a school.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fucking women.
Pretty much.
Fucking bitches. Go ahead, explain.
But I just hate what Valentine's Day like just. Just like what it represents, like I feel like it's just a way for single people to feel even more like shit, just to make them feel like useless. And it's like a day for couples to kind of like rub it in to everybody who's single, like, oh, we're happy, oh, we're in love, and blah 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 blah. And it's like, you know what?
God, that full of shit.
Fuck you.
Dude,
first off,
let me explain something to you, because this is what you got to get off your depression, fucking stallion. Listen. Let me explain something to you. First off, these cock-juggling thunder cunts. All right, for Valentine's Day is for fucking amateurs. Yeah. Let's explain. It's just like New Year's Eve is for fucking amateurs. Oh, I'm going to go out and drink all night. That's a Tuesday for me, fuckhead. Okay? Don't fucking act like any other different shit is going on. If you actually give a shit about your girlfriend 364 other days in a fucking year, you would treat her like a queen and treat her nice and treat her good and buy her shit and take her out to dinner and eat her pussy and flick her clit like a light switch all the other fucking days. Not just Valentine's Day, because you feel like you got to. Because society and the Hallmark card told you fucking to. So fuck them. Yeah. They can suck my big black cock. And by that, I mean his. Bisexual Marcus. Yeah. God damn it.
But like, I just have really painful, like, Valentine's Day memories. Especially back in
Well, tell the guy not to stick it so far in.
Yeah.
I know, right?
My bell broke.
Clever.
There we go.
I like that.
Thank you.
But, I was always the kid who was getting like the sympathetic like Valentine's Day cards. Like I was never the first one. I was never even the next to last one to get like a Valentine's Day card. I was always the last one. It was always, oh, I'll just give you one because I feel sorry for you because no one is giving you one. Like, fuck you. Like, I don't need the sympathy. I remember I went to a Valentine's Day dance in high school and I was stood up. So it was
by
like,
a
so
chick,
just,
by a chick or a dude?
By a chick.
Maybe you're just full blown gay. I'm just saying, like,
no,
maybe,
no, 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 no.
Maybe
no,
the women
I,
don't want to fuck
like,
you.
I like tits and I like ass and I like pussy too much to
fat guys
to
got tits.
Fat up.
Just throwing it out there. Fat guys got tits.
They're not round, and they're not necessarily grabbable.
Danny?
I grab Eddie's tits.
Thank you. I'm just saying.
Okay, I'm going to grab him right
here. Grab my tits. Oh, that's nice.
I mean, you have all right tits. I mean, you have all right looking.
How dare you, sir? How dare you come into my home and tell me I have all right tits? How dare you, sir? You black miscreant. How dare you?
Like, do you? Well, I mean, they're all. I mean, they're decent, a decent rack, but you don't have like, you don't have like.
I got this pesky cock in the way.
You don't have like Charlotte Flair tits. You don't have like Maurice tits or like Megan Fox tits or Kim Kardashian tits.
So I gotta get a boob job? That's what you're saying?
You're saying you have flat tits.
You don't necessarily need a boob job.
I got nice Samoan tits.
I want to see my big tits.
I bet you Tamina's tits look like mine.
I'll tell you.
I got Rikishi had the same tits. Come on.
Oh, Rikishi's flat chest. Rikishi's very flat chest.
Yeah. I don't have brown nipples like him either. I'm sorry.
And I'd like to report a great set of tits.
Just saying.
I just can't stand Valentine's Day. That's a
no one can. No one can, dude. It's for amateurs. It's bullshit. It literally.
But people also got to rub it in. People got to rub it in on Facebook. I just like fuck all of you.
But because they have to rub it in because they're finally being treated like fucking humans. They're
like
finally.
I
took my girlfriend to the movies.
Man or woman cheats on you on this day. I hope they cheat on you. I hope you break up. I just hope the absolute fucking worst for your couple. Fuck you,
Margus. Margus.
And I mean
Margus,
that from
Margus.
The bottom of my goddamn heart.
Margus, hold on for
really
one second. How far do you live from your high school?
I live fairly well. Well, I went to school. I did senior year in South Jersey, so I'm 45 minutes away.
Oh, good. He's not going to shoot up the school.
That's for sure.
Because I hear a lot of pent up. I hear a lot of Nick Cruz in your fucking voice is all I'm saying. I hear a lot of pent up hostility. But you're 45 minutes away, and you're kind of chubby. So you're not going to take a walk down there is all I'm saying.
Look,
that's good.
I hated everybody in my high school, but I ain't going to shoot up the place.
Yeah, round of applause for not shooting up your high school.
Yeah, because
come
you're
on,
sane,
baby.
That's why.
Oh, he's totally insane. But
does, like, shit ever get stuck on the tip of your dick?
That is a good question. We'll save that for another time.
Why? I mean, how does this kid get a hold of a gun? And where's the...
It's Florida!
Like, anytime situations like this.
Dude, it's Florida. The priests are armed. Are you fucking kidding
Florida
me?
Florida is a piece of shit.
Yeah. Come on now. It's Florida. I was saying, to get to the school, you have to pass 4 meth labs and 3 dead hookers. Please. Stop. People are acting like you'd never been to Florida before. You know exactly what. And not to mention, this is not.
I mean, I never have been to Florida, but I've heard a lot about its like bullshit, like the nonsense that goes down in Florida. I've heard about it.
Sarah the Lesbian, by the way, in the Facebook Live suite says that Marcus is salty. Jealous.
What does that mean?
That means that
you see that
she's a lesbian. She doesn't want you.
Women.
She doesn't want you. She's a lesbian. I'm just saying.
Sarah the lesbian used to really like me back in the day. Now she doesn't like me because I'm taking this fucking women stance.
This women's stance. I love that.
You know,
I love
how women like to turn on me.
Because they're women. That's what they do. They turn on you. What, are you fucking new to this game? What happened? Come on. Jesus Christ. All right, Marcus, thanks for calling in. I got to go to commercial, all right?
No problem. You guys take it easy.
All right, you have a great Valentine's Day, and I hope that you take your take your penis and put it between the box spring and the mattress and go to fucking town.
Go for it, baby. Go for it.
Go for it. Fuck that bed. Yeah. Fuck that bed. Yeah. We are stupid on this show.
I know.
It's what we do.
It's crazy.
It's what we do. It's the Ham Radio Show. Speaking of what else we do, we'll give you any breaking news that comes out about the shooter. I know they're talking about the hospital right now. Yeah. But we do have to have Puppet on after we come back from break. Puppet the Psycho Dwarf. When we come back, it's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words.
This is Ham Radio.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
Is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hello, everybody in New York. It's Tom Green. You know, I've kissed Pierce Brosnan before, you know, kind of. And I've had milk right from the cow's udder. Not sure why I'm telling you this, but there's no way I'd ever do either with Uncle Eddie. You're listening to Ham Radio.
I want to hear the loony loon. The funny, funny loon loon.
I am Iron Man.
Yeah! It's Ozzy! It's Sabbath! Come on! Put your horns up in the air!
Bam, bam, and down! Bam, bam, bam.
It's the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, live on hamradioshow.com. Yeah!
Bam, bam, boom! Digging in that bow down, man, oh no!
I don't know if Puppet's calling us or we're calling him. Should I just call him, Danny?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
All right, let me just talk about yourselves. Listen to some fucking Sabbath.
Bow, bow, down, down. Bow, down.
Classic rock and roll.
Down,
classic.
Down. Bow, bow, down, bow, down, down. Bow, bow, bow. Down, 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 down
Alright, let's see if he's gonna pick up. No, nothing. Watch him. There it is. Goddamn phone system. I hope he didn't get a new number and didn't tell me.
Oh, why would he tell me?
That's something that Puppet would do. Bam! By the way, his new thing airs on ASY TV. I'll look up the, I believe it's ASYTV.com, but I'll double check. It's not ASY.
You read the offices of the Half Pint Tour with the Puppet Show promotional tour, and the Dive Bar
That's
Tour.
Puppet.
Just leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
All right, so let's leave a message for Puppet. Hey, you midget, you stinking little midget puppet, where are you? It's Uncle Lenny, it's the Ham Radio Show. Come on, man. 718-577-1389. What are you doing to me, buddy? What are you doing? What? I don't have good enough breasts for you to breastfeed off me? You were sucking on the teat of Man-Cow, one of his udders? Well, you won't suck on my udder? What the hell? 718-577-1389. We await your call, Puppet. We'll go back to listening to some Sabbath while you fucking call in. Goddamn white people. I tell you what. God damn it. Son of a bitch. Down, 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 down. All right, so I don't know what the hell Puppet's doing. Let me double check on the... That was definitely the number. Because obviously you heard Puppet answer what do you call that? The phone.
Yeah,
with his voicemail.
We fulfilled our obligation. We had
a did. I did my part. I promoted. I said ASY.
That's it.
I did all the good stuff. But see, I'm intrigued by this ASY thing because it's a TV thing. Joe, here, let me show you.
Yeah, what do you know about
let
it?
Let me show you.
Tell me about
ASY
TV. I'd like to know.
See, listen, they have like all this... cool shit. ASY Network. For further details, go to ASYTV.com, Joe. Okay. So while you're over there, go to ASYTV.com.
Okay.
And tell me what you see. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you feel. See what's going on. Everyone else, welcome back to the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. I'm just checking that because, I mean, there's a lot of good shit it seems like is going on. Well, this guy a little promotional shit. I mean, it looks pretty pretty nice, Joe, is all I'm saying. ASY TV. ASY.
Oh, ASY.
Not ASS.
ASS.
A is an asshole. S is in shithead. Y is in why the fuck do I let you on the show?
Y.
There you go. TV.com.
TV.com. C-O-M.
So. Okay, you got it?
Yes, it says SCTV is here. Subscribe at the bottom.
There you
Hundreds
go.
Hundreds of hours of commercial-free original programming.
Listen, Joe's doing a commercial now for ASY.
Truly something for everybody. Real people, real stories, real places, real TV. Get the fuck out of here,
Get the fuck out of here.
This is cool.
This is cool shit. Yeah. This is what I'm saying.
It's got a man with a television on his head.
He's a man with a television on his head.
That's I've always wanted that.
And it's got midgets, and it's got a whole bunch of good shit.
There's no commitments. You can cancel it any time.
Cancel it any time. Just like this show. Just cancel it any time.
And it only costs $1.99 a month.
I have $1.99.
Yeah.
I do have that in my pocket as we speak.
For $2.99.
What do I get for $2.99?
Premium.
Premium.
Which is Puppet
Premium
Show.
Premium
Puppet Show and more.
Mm, that's Puppet Show.
That's what it says.
That's what I want to watch. I want to see him do the old breastfeeding that he did. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for sneezing all over the studio and getting the flu virus everywhere.
What the fuck, Danny? Come
God on. Damn, Danny. Didn't you learn you sneeze into the crook of your arm?
You know, in Japan, they wear masks.
Yes. Back on to Japan.
Now, with your face, you'd be okay.
By the way.
Learn Japanese.
By the way, have I discussed on this show
I can speak
my love for Japanese toilets?
You do?
Have I discussed this yet?
No, no. We haven't.
Please, what's please, Danny, if you get a chance, toilet? Please, Danny, when you get a chance, look up Japanese toilets.
Yeah.
Joe, you do the same on your thing. Japanese I will bring toilet. It up over here.
Okay.
Let me tell you right now, Japanese fucking toilets.
I'll Google it.
I'm going to go to fucking, hold on, I wrote it wrong. The Japanese toilets that I'm talking about, they're like $7,000.
Oh, wow, that's expensive for a toilet.
Yeah, man. But they do so, it plays songs.
Songs? It's got to give me a blowjob for $7,000.
It might give you a fucking blowjob.
Jesus Christ.
It might give you a fucking blowjob. The Japanese toilet, I got to see if it's got the cool
it's
one.
It's got to come with a
no, because there's some that fucking are in the hole. There's holes.
Beautiful young lady.
Like, I'm not talking about the ones that there's holes in the floor. Like, see this one?
Yeah.
That's just a hole in a fucking floor where you're pissed.
Who needs that?
I don't want that one. These are the ones I'm talking about. See these fucking, the ones that they fold up into a box shape?
I don't like the way that looks.
Well, let me get you the good one. I want
to
see.
If you have company, they wouldn't know where to do it.
I forgot the fucking name. See, that's the one you shit in the,
How do you do it?
You piss. They're on the floor. You piss and you shit. This is not the one I want. I'm just saying that this is the. Here's the Toto washlet. There we go. This is what I'm talking about.
What does it light up or something?
Light up is nothing compared to everything else this thing does.
Well.
I have. Thank God my sister is dating a guy that's in the plumbing industry now.
Oh, very good.
Because I really do need. I need the Toto washlet.
Well, that's a pretty toilet. No one can see it, but it's a pretty toilet.
Oh, wait. This is the whole thing. Give me this thing. Fuck this thing. There's a like an infomercial. That's what we fucking need.
Oh.
The Toto washlet, Joe. Prepare yourselves.
I'm prepared.
Breathe in.
Okay.
Get ready for my magic toilet from Japan that I'm going to get.
Does this have sound or just music?
Watch. They're probably going to speak konnichiwa. Yeah.
Oh,
nice. Look at it. Toilet seat. It has a bidet. Look at that. See that little thing shoots out and cleans your asshole.
I can also do a couple
of auto, Joe, you're missing it. Auto opening lid.
Uh-huh.
So when you stand right there
and you
walk into the room, the seat opens for you as saying, I want to embrace your pee-pee and your poo-poo.
Oh, okay.
Here it comes.
I go for that.
That's good stuff.
Does it talk like a Lexus?
They do.
Oh, it's got a pre-mist.
It has a pre-mist to clean the area and get you nice, your hiney nice and ready to go.
Does it spray like scented stuff like
that? That I don't know.
It should.
But it has a heated seat.
Okay, heated seat's important.
Heated seat, very important on those cold mornings.
Oh, yeah.
When you don't want to, you know, freeze your ass off to the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Remote control, Danny. Did you see there's a remote control?
Yes.
That I can hold. Self-cleaning wand.
Very
comes
nice.
Out, spritzes your asshole, Joe, with this high-powered
oh,
shit.
Very nice, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
You know, it'd be nice to even take a crap with somebody else with that. You know?
You could probably, you're going to take a crap with somebody else?
Well, you can sort of like enjoy it together, you know.
I like this music.
It's very relaxing.
It's kind of sensual.
It has oscillating and a pulsating.
I mean,
you can masturbate with that. I can see a woman going crazy for one of those.
I could definitely sleep to this music tonight.
It's good stuff.
I'm gonna play this when I go to sleep.
Oh, wonderful.
It's very nice.
But
the
nice.
Self-cleaning wand. It has a dryer to clean your asshole. Why, Danny? What are you?
I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, you want yours? Are you already good? You're good. Right. You're good. I'll mute you there. But it has a deodorizer, right? The water is different water. It's E water. It's crazy.
The water is. It must be warm water, right? I mean, if they shoot cold water up there, that's not going to be.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
But that's not even. I don't think that's the.
That's not the deluxe model.
No, the deluxe model. The ones I like, they're like shaped. They turn into like little boxes.
Oh.
When they go in, like, it's, I don't know how to explain.
I have a, hold on. Let me
what do you this. Got, Danny?
I got it, like, it's a...
I have, dude, I'm telling
minutes.
You,
it's
I
a
have...
CNN, it's a CNN, a CNBC report about Japanese toilets.
All right.
And they go over it.
Are they going, are they going over my toilet?
Yes.
My toilet in question?
Let's see what...
The toilet that I want from, all right, hold on for a minute. Is it ready to go?
I
didn't know if you were ready. I'm sitting
here.
Go ahead, play.
It's a city that inspired the movie Blade Runner. And while Tokyo is often on the cutting edge, sometimes it goes a bit over
Squawk
the top.
Box.
In this month's first class, I discovered everything from a martini with a diamond in it to a melon costing $2,000. But wait till you see this. Now, you know the Japanese. They love their electronics. They love their gadgets. And this, well, has a bit of a personal touch.
That's my toilet!
She's walking past a whole bunch of toilets.
And all the toilets are opening. More buttons than as they should.
Know what to do with. The toilet seemingly greets you, will wash you off,
yes,
dry you,
yes,
even flush itself for you.
Flush your
Unlike
fucking
everywhere
self!
Everywhere else in the world, in Japan, there are no fights over putting the seat down because that's done for you.
See?
But if you are worried that somehow the seat was left up, well, don't you worry. An app on your phone will put your mind at ease.
Jesus, you can control the toilet with the fucking phone.
And then there's your bathroom diary to record those special occasions.
Exactly. It knows
so
when you took a shit.
I don't encourage sending these updates over social media.
Exactly.
There are even cartoons so you can remember the day in detail. I guess photos would be probably a step too
I shit
far.
A duck.
So we've shown you toilets that can do virtually everything, but I want to show you the Rolls Royce in the class. This
there
is the
go.
Top of the line.
That's
range
the Toto.
Because it's only going to cost you about $50,000.
Oh, that's
for
the
that
50,000.
Kind of money, you get to sit back and relax, you get some comfort, you get cleanse, and you also get a silent flush. And for 50 grand, well, it also plays you a song.
Ooh. Come on! This is the greatest thing ever!
First thing I'm buying if I ever hit the lotto.
50 grand, I'm definitely getting a $50,000 toilet one day. But the one I want is 7,000. And I don't know. See, I can't find... Now I can't find it. Of course, because I want to find it. I can't fucking find it. Because the one that I want was the... it was, I believe, the one that's on the top. This one up here. The fucking... This... see how it folds up? You see in the picture, Danny, how it folds up? It's like into a fucking square. That's what I want. I want the fucking... I know it's a Toto. But I can't find the fucking... The toilet I want. God damn it. Why can't I find my toilet? Why is no one else talking about my toilet?
I'm intrigued.
Why am
I'm
I the
reading.
Only one speaking? Joe's fucking dead. Danny's fucking
I'm like
on a thing. I'm talking about my toilet. No one's helping me.
I can't find it.
Help me find my toilet. Why are you assholes?
Who can't afford your fucking toilet?
Why can't I have my toilet, Joe? Why do you have to be a cunt and not answer me and say, excuse me, I would like to help you purchase your toilet?
Well, truth is, I was answering some emails.
Oh, good. I'm glad that you're doing that during the show. Sorry. You piece of shit.
Well, I just got a Valentine's from a friend of mine, and I just wanted to, say hi. That's all.
You're an ass.
I am.
I just pointed out to you.
It's okay.
You are an asshole face.
What's the, like, the one that's
what?
Like a hole in the, like, it's
that's
like
the one, that's Japanese toilets to begin with. They're just holes in the floor. You never saw the movie Mr. Baseball?
Yeah.
When the guy goes, if I need any help taking a shit, I'll call you. Then he sees the toilet in the floor, he goes, I need help taking a shit. It's the greatest line.
Oh, God.
Come on, they're fucking, that's what they have.
No, I was just reading about Trump wants to raise the gas tax 25 cents a gallon. That's a pretty serious...
Excuse us, we are on toilets right now, Joe?
Yeah, I know. That's...
Japanese $7,000 toilets?
I know.
That one was a $50,000 one that Danny was showing me. We have no time for Trump's gas hike.
Well, yeah,
I don't give a shit about a quarter.
25 cents a gallon is a lot of money.
Yeah, but I don't care.
That would just about eat up the tax hike. Tax cut he gave us. Yeah.
Maybe that was his plan the whole time.
That's it, yeah.
Maybe that's what it was.
Here's a few bucks, go buy some gas.
That's the shitter, right there. Look how fucking amazing that is.
Hold on a second. Yeah. Talk amongst yourselves.
Talk amongst yourselves. Danny's going to go buy me a toilet.
I'm not buying you a fucking
buy
toilet.
Buy me a fucking toilet.
Well, when's your birthday?
December. Danny, you got from now until December.
Oh, we can save up.
We'll save up. We'll get a new studio toilet. We'll put it in the green room. We'll have the one that talks. Joe can have it. Yeah. He just has to put it in. He has to install it in his.
Well, I'm putting a new bathroom down here this year. So,
there you go. Fucking get the toilet. Yeah. How hard is that?
Yeah. Well, I have a toilet upstairs that lights up. You know, it's nice because it lights up in colors, like red and blue.
I like the red and blue.
Yeah,
that's what this one does too, though.
Yeah.
You're getting there. So this toilet now lights up?
Well, it must. Yeah.
No, the toilet you're getting. Can you pay attention and focus?
Oh, yeah.
The toilet you're getting. God, he's so fast. He's doing four things at once.
Yeah, it does. It
and he's throwing me the fuck off.
The only trouble is when you pee yellow and it lights up green, it looks brown.
That's the risk you're going to have to fucking take.
Yeah, the colors sort of like mix, I like purple. Purple's a pretty color.
Yeah, but then when you shit in the purple, isn't that brown into the purple? What's that going to do?
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing. And, also, you got to leave the toilet lit up if you want to really see the colors. You know, like when you're not in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's a motion sensitive act. Though when you walk into the bathroom, the toilet lights up. And you know, it's if you're what can I say? If you have the lid down, you don't see the colors. So you have to keep the lid up all the time.
Yeah, but you would see a little bridge of color around
the fucking bowl.
Yeah,
you do. You see a little, like, rim, but to get the full effect, you know, like, because it's a nice hue.
It's a nice hue.
Yeah, it lights up the whole bathroom. Like, you know,
I'm just saying.
Very pretty.
You're like, Danny's totally checking out my toilet.
Yeah.
My Japanese toilet, which I love beyond words.
Personally, I don't spend that much time in the bathroom to really appreciate those kind
of things. Oh, see, that's the thing you got to do. You got to spend time in the toilet.
Yeah, you know.
I like a nice, I take my time when I'm in there. Yeah. I just relax.
I know, yeah.
Oh, it's one of the greatest things. If I could put a TV in my bathroom.
Well, why not?
There is nothing better than watching. The cell phones are the most amazing add-on to a bathroom.
Oh, absolutely.
I go in there and I'll watch a movie while I take a shit. And it's the greatest feeling to watch a movie and take a shit.
I bowl. I have a bowling.
Well, you play video games.
I have a bowling app. You know?
But is that all you do is play video games?
Well, sometimes I play solitaire. Yeah, video games, pretty much.
So you play video games in the shitter, that's it?
Yeah, I like that.
See, I enjoy...
It sort of makes it come out easier. Right?
I enjoy... I like a nice YouTube. Sometimes I put on the WWE Network.
Oh, yeah.
I watch old wrestling while I'm taking a poo.
And Netflix. You got Netflix.
Yeah, it just takes the time, just fades away.
It is amazing. You know, I always...
It's amazing.
Like, have you ever had one of these phones and showed it to Benjamin Franklin?
He'd shit himself.
He'd probably have you arrested for witchcraft or something. You know?
You're a witch!
He burned you at
the fucking stake.
Yeah, like, you have it in Salem. Forget about it. It's all over for you.
Well, you definitely would be a witch.
You'd have to hide.
I have no clue what Danny's doing right now.
I have a video for your toilet.
Oh, you have a video for my toilet?
I had to find it on the iPad.
Okay. So it's for my $7,000 Japanese toilet?
Yes.
And who makes it? Toto? Is it Toto?
It's the Toto 700H dual flush toilet.
Ooh! That's my toilet.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
It sounds like a 747.
Yes. E-water.
Plus.
Yes. See what I'm saying? Well, watch the fucking features this thing has, Joe.
I don't see anything.
I know, well, because you're over there. You could come over here. We could turn on this mic.
With a bowl of tap water, wet surface eliminates waste 80% better than a dry bowl.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm telling you, when I'm rich, I'm getting one of these fucking toilets. This is what's happening. Fuck, everyone else could go get a Rolls Royce.
Oh,
I'm getting the Rolls Royce of shitters. This is what I'm getting. Collects my dookie.
This is your fault, Puppet.
It is funny. We're talking about fucking toilets because Puppet didn't call in.
It returns to its normal state in 2 hours, adds no harmful chemicals to the water supply while it cleans your dookie.
Cleans my dookie hole.
That's what e-water is.
I love going in the shower after I take a nice shit and then cleaning my butthole. I do it all the time.
Well, this shit, it does it for you.
Yeah, but I have one of those detachable shower heads. So I just clean my... clean the remnants.
You do like hammy, stick something up your ass?
No, I don't have a toilet... what was that, butt brush?
I don't have
a butt brush. I go in there with the head of all right, this video doesn't help because it's not fucking talking. It's just music.
Sucks the big wind.
Yeah, it sucks the big fucking badookie.
I found your shitter.
I know you did. You found my shitter. I'm very happy. Now you just got to buy it for me. How about winner of the Deadpool bingo gets the shitter?
Oh, yeah.
That would be nice.
Sure, yeah.
That would be nice. Should we try to call Puppet again or what are we doing here?
Give it a shot. What the fuck?
Where the fuck are we here? Where's my fucking phone? There's my phone. All right, so let's fucking get him on the phone again. Let's see if it fucking rings.
Yeah, you can do it.
You can do it. I know you can.
Do it all night long.
Let's see. I
used to be able to do it all night long.
Yeah, now you can't.
No, half an hour. That would be good. Half an hour.
Joe's a weenie.
Joe can't even.
I just know Muff Dive, though. I'm pretty good with that.
Bad visual, Joe. Muff diving.
Yes, Muff diving.
And not for nothing, he did ask me.
Yeah.
Today. He wrote me today saying, what time? I said 7 p.m. I said 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
He's on our clock, right? Yeah.
No, but I said EST. It's on the fucking the text.
Maybe he's a goofball. He doesn't understand that.
But I'm also texting him and I'm writing him.
You reach the offices of the Half Pint Tour.
I'm not fucking leaving it up.
I bet she's getting laid.
Quite possible.
He probably is. It's Valentine's Day.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, he possibly is. Goddamn fucking little prick. He probably has a bigger cock than me. Yeah,
well, they say everybody's that about dwarfs.
Shut up, Danny.
This is supposed to
that was mean. I heard that under your breath.
It's a very big schlong.
You cunt. yeah, see, that's the number I have for him. Let me see if he gave me another number and I missed it somewhere. Let's fucking see. I will go through my shit right now.
I know he's standing by the phone saying,
hey,
oh,
hey,
look at this.
That.
Let's see.
Who is it?
Hey!
Hello?
Hey, stop beating your wife. Where are you?
Oh, man, I was having problems with my phone. Sorry about that.
Well, I told you to stop shoving it up your ass. I told you.
Yeah, I know. It's too much of a thrill.
It is, especially when you put it on vibrate.
Yeah, we were very excited.
That's right.
Fucking
I ain't stupid.
He ain't stupid. He's shaking his O-ring. He knows. Dude, I was killing.
How you guys doing?
Not bad. I was killing time. I was talking about a Japanese toilet, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What's so interesting about a Japanese toilet?
That's what we were going to know.
No, no. Fuck you, Jody.
Is it like a boudet?
Yeah, it has a boudet that heated,
nice.
A heated boudet.
A heated seat.
And heated seats, and also pulsating boudet that gets right in the crack
nice.
Of your hole. It's beautiful.
I wouldn't have to leave the bathroom.
No.
It costs 50 grand.
Just give me a refrigerator.
I said I want a refrigerator and a TV. I'll be fine. I can live in there. It'll be fine. All right, so wait a minute. Tell me about ASY TV, because I'm intrigued. And we went to the website, and we were looking shit up while you weren't around. So tell me what the hell ASY TV is.
Okay, it's basically it's a side network, and they give you the ability to basically give you your own channel. And with this, I can produce my shows now with this network. And people just sign up. It goes through Fire TV, through Amazon, through Roku, and through it all. Or it sends you to that, to the Asai Network to sign up. I have a new show now that is called The Puppet Show. It's a variety show. It's going back to the Benny Hill days.
Nice.
You know, I got perverted. I got go-go dancers. I got naked women. I got midgets. I got the fly boys who see everything in the world. The fly can see everything. And his ultimate goal is to get food. If you go to the network, you can see the preview for the show. It's a mix between a cartoon meets sketch comedy meets live comedy. And then he always ends up with my stand-up at the end of the episodes. So I'm really excited about it, and it's getting good reviews. People are enjoying it. It's a little disturbed. In
so are you.
Within my characters, within my mind that I developed. And I'm enjoying it. It's just a release, and I'm able to go out and do live tours and stand-up tours to promote it, and having a good time in life.
Well, yeah, I mean, you are a psychotic little dwarf. And
right.
And you definitely have...
all characters coming from my mind.
That fucking cranium of yours.
I have Sweet Honey Pie that doesn't know if it's a man, a female, or an Aphrodite. So
sounds like most of my dating habits.
She's trying to discover her sexuality in fun ways. An alien actually comes her way and examines her.
He probes her?
And yeah, I mean, it's a good time. And it's short sketches throughout. It's a half-hour episodes, 22-minute episodes throughout. It's commercial-free on its side network. And, yeah.
Cause
and
no, cause
you
I
just go to asytv.com.
No, because I was thinking about putting my
$2.99.
I was thinking about putting my show on there now. I mean, I was definitely, like, looking into it because it definitely looks like a
you
premiere.
Should.
Yeah, it looks
I
nice.
I can get you connected with them.
Yes, please do. SYTV.com. So
ASYTV.com. ASYTV.com.
And it's definitely, I'm telling you, it looks like it's a first-rate outfit. It doesn't look like he's doing like, what's that shit, Danny, with the cable?
Public access.
Yeah, it don't look like public.
Notch. It took us about 6 months to 7 months to get the network completely where we wanted it. And now it's top notch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I was surprised. I was like, All right, I know Puppet does because I saw the demo reel. He showed me. He sent me some of the stuff. It is off the wall insanity, but it is funny. But it's like insane. Like you really got to just go sit down and watch. Better if you drink some cough syrup before you watch this stuff. Maybe lick a stamp, whatever you're into, and then watch the show. But it is. But what I'm saying is, it's a top. It's insanity, and I'm like, well, who the fuck is going to air this show? And then he tells me, oh, I got this TV deal with ASYTV.com. And I'm like, oh, let me fucking check. And then I go to check out that stuff, and it's like an amazing-looking thing. Like he just said, it was top-notch. And I was telling Joe when I walked in, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, it really was, yeah.
I was like, our little puppet.
Yeah, we're not messing around with this thing. And you know, it's affordable. It's just $2.99 for a whole season. We're going to have three seasons in a year. Developed and we shoot everything on green screen, so we have total freedom with that, and we have control of our channel, so you know we can produce these things as we go, and it's exciting. It's exciting times. You know, it's a new times within airing your material where you get a lot more control and freedom within that, and it's just up to the people to watch it and support you, and that's what I'm working to do now, and it's exciting.
How long does it take? How long does it take you to shoot an episode of the puppet show?
Well, what it is, it's going to be five to six episodes a season, and stuff. So we can get them done within 2 months.
It takes you two.
Get them ready.
So wait, it takes you 2 months to shoot one episode? Or all the episodes?
No, all of them.
Okay.
All 5 to 6 episodes for the season.
All right.
So we're going to release them. We're going to release 3 seasons a year.
Okay, that's cool. I mean,
And then, you know, within that channel, we can do what we want and produce them as we go, and you know, keep people updated. We're also going to do a live promotional. I'm videoing all the promotional stuff. I mean, like you saw me on with Man Cow. We filmed a suck nipple milk and just insane stuff, just off the wall. And we're going to just put it up and on and do it to it.
Yeah, I saw you getting breastfed by Man Cow.
That's right. And 97 Loop.
By the way, can we tell, was that a wig or is that Man Cow's hair now?
No, that's his hair now.
Jesus
Christ. He's got a new sponsor. He's got a new sponsor, dude. Swear to God. And it's the hair for men.
What, do you get a fucking weave?
They're like crazy out here in Chicago. The football player's doing it. Ryan Sanford's doing it. They got all these guys that sponsor it. It's like a new hair growing for men that are older. You know, and that, it grows in like a fucking G's. What do you call them? The GZ pad or whatever that fucking thing is. You water it.
Oh yeah, chia pad.
Chia pad. It's huge,
dude. It was the weirdest because in the way beginning, I didn't know it was fucking Man Cow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck am I watching for a second? And then I'm like, I'm paying attention because first off, there's a midget sucking on a nipple. That threw me off a little bit, but I'm okay with that. But then I look over.
A man's nipple.
Yeah, it's a man's nipple. And what else would it be? And then I look up and I see, and then I'm looking at the face and I'm like, holy fuck, that's Man Cow. I'm like,
yeah,
holy.
He's growing his hair out. He's going insane with it because he's got this new product and he's all excited about it.
Yeah, but tell him that
he talks about it all the time.
Tell him that he looks better with fucking shorter hair. I'm just going to throw it out. I'm giving him a little fashion tip. He looks a little bit better.
Okay.
I mean, that hair is like, it threw me the fuck up.
It's going everywhere.
I thought it was one of your wigs from your bits.
No, 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 man. That's 100% real. That's his shit.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
And I think he darkens it a little bit, too, so it makes it even look thicker.
It looks thick and luxurious.
Yeah, I mean, he uses shoe polish, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's blacker than black, too. That's the other thing. It's like jet black.
It is.
We're talking with Puppet. Puppet is on ASYTV, Asai TV. You can check him out.
Make sure you check it out.
Yes, check it out and make sure that you see the Puppet Show. The Puppet
That's
Show.
That's right.
Help out my little friend named Puppet. He has a he's a psychotic dwarf who has weird things that go on inside that cranium of his. And when it's pretty much
a 58-pound head cranium, so there's a lot in there.
That's what I'm saying. It's like you took your head, cracked
it
open.
The bobblehead stole my identity and made a fortune on it. So I got to start making some money. I'm fucking sick of it. Everybody sees a piece of me and makes bucks. I'm telling you,
exactly.
Bobblehead is me. Mr. Potato Head is me.
Well, that's what you should do. That should be a sketch. You should have a sketch. You should sue bobbleheads.
Now I gotta use something inside that big 78-pound head.
This fucking—it literally this show, Joe. I shit you not. It's like he took his head, cracked it like an egg, and all those thoughts that are inside his fucking in that brain of his come out. Oh, dude, it's like an LSD trip on coke. It's just
that's right.
It's you watch it because you sit there and you not that it's not entertaining. It is entertaining. But you watch it, like, what the fuck is going to happen next? Like, because you have no clue what the fuck is the next thing that you're going to see. And so you sit there like, what the fuck? Holy shit, is that a man, a woman? I don't know what the fuck that is. And then he has the two flies like that he was talking about. He has cartoons on it. I mean, it's a pretty good show. I'm not going to say.
Yeah, cool, man.
It's definitely put together. It's not a piece of crap. It's some good shit.
We got a studio straight down in Hampton, Louisiana, of all places.
Oh,
and we got our own green
screen
studio, and we can go in there and work 12-hour days and get these episodes done.
Beautiful.
Nice.
That good production value.
All right. Well, Puppet, you keep doing what you're doing. I gotta hang up on you already because we missed you for half the conversation.
All right, well, make sure you go to AsideTV.com, people.
Okay.
I know I'm a midget. We still got to eat and laugh. Have a good time. Don't judge it. Just enjoy it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got
to be. Talk to you later, Pup. Yeah. AsyTV.com, goddammit. Talk to Puppet. And HalfPintBrawlers.com, too, if you want to do some other stuff.
Midget wrestling.
Yeah.
Goddamn, midget wrestling. Who doesn't like midgets, goddammit? I love them. All
right,
Puppet. I'll talk to you later, Pup.
All right, thanks, brother.
Later, brother. See, we got through the Puppet. Everything's hungy dory.
Came to
everything. Calm down, Danny.
We're a little behind schedule.
We're way behind schedule.
What the hell?
Schedules? We don't fucking have them on this show.
Goddamn it! No stinking badges.
Goddamn it! Reality radio at its finest, folks.
That's right, man.
All right, look. So we talked to Puppet. Let's take a break, Danny. When we come back, we'll finish up the show with what 10 seconds left on the fucking clock.
Yeah, really?
It's what we do. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these. Jeez. Puppet-filled words!
Helps if you...
you have to push the thing myself.
Let's try it again.
Wait. Puppet-filled words!
This is Ham Radio.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
Is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
You're listening to Ham Radio. This is Jesse Ventura. I've dedicated my life to uncovering major conspiracy theories like who really shot JFK. However, I may have found a conspiracy that may have no answers. How in the hell did Uncle Eddie get his own radio show?
I want to tell you about... Religion Tequila. That's right, Religion Tequila. Their journey to purity and perfection is considered a process. Nothing is rushed or hurried. After carefully sourcing and steam cooking their 100% organic blue agave, it is then distilled in small batches at their distillery and the highest point in their world, located in the mountains of Mazamitla, Mexico. The crisp, cool temperature at the higher altitude, along with the slow aging process in virgin oak barrels, gives their tequila its heavenly characteristics and strong aroma, and setting it apart from all other tequilas. By the way, they just won the double gold medal in 2017 at the Las Vegas Global Spirit Awards for best overall tequila and best blanco. And then follow that up, winning the spirits competition for best tequila, best rosbando, at the 2017 New York World Wine and Spirits Competition. A feat no organic tequila has ever achieved. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You get it now. It's organic tequila. It's amazing. It's astounding. It is Religion Tequila. Go to ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com. And salute. Enjoy this taste of religion. ReligionTequila.com. Yeah. I like it so much. It tastes so good. Yeah.
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Actress Vivica A. Fox is urging Marvel and Disney to donate profits from the Black Panther movie to the African-American community. For those not familiar, Black Panther is the story of an African prince who leaves home and returns to take his rightful place as king. Not to be confused with this African prince movie. Just let your soul go! Oh, and this one. Hakuna Matata. Someone triggered the panic alarm, prompting five Los Angeles Sheriff squad cars to converge on the Malibu home of longtime singing legend Cher. Or Alice Cooper. It's getting more and more difficult to tell them apart. One of Marlon Brando's sons is going public, denying the recent rumors his father made man love to late comedian Richard Pryor. This was confirmed as the original name for his character in The Godfather was Don Vito Corleone. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Some sad music here, huh?
No, you don't know this song? Guns N' Roses? Oh. November Rain? It's a fucking classic.
What do I know?
You don't know what you're doing. 718-577-1389. This is the Ham Radio Show. We are the uncrowned kings of reality radio.
That's right. That's who we are.
Yes. This is one of the greatest songs ever written, Joe.
Get into the song.
The greatest songs ever written.
Yeah, the words.
November Rain of the Use Your Illusion album.
Oh.
One and two.
Who is this, Bon Jovi?
No, Guns N' Roses.
Oh, is this thing?
GNR.
I thought they were the same person.
When Axl still, Axl, you know, looked like Axl.
Okay.
Now he looks like, you know, a piece of luggage with hair.
We all age, man.
Not me.
No?
I'll be dead before I hit your age.
I was looking at some old photographs of you the other day. You
know, of
like,
me?
Yeah, like when we first started, you know, when we were doing this. From, what, 2004, I think?
I just celebrated two milestones.
Yeah.
Officially now I am, I believe, 11 years in the business now.
You lost weight, by the way.
I did?
Yeah.
I mean,
look at me. You look, I don't actually know your number. But
oh, I don't. When you're this fat, you don't weigh yourself.
Your bodily proportions.
My proportions have changed?
Nicer now than you were then.
No, look at me. I'm sexy now.
You were roly-poly then.
Roly-poly.
Get a scale, Joe.
Now you have more definition.
I have more definition.
Yes.
I don't know a lot of definitions, but I have more definition. I don't know.
Well, Joe was saying he'll still fuck you.
He always wants to fuck me. That's a given.
You got a cute ass.
Thank you. I do have a cute ass.
Yeah.
It is nice and grabbable. Maybe after the show, we'll take a couple of squeaks at it. But right now, not so much. So 11 years in the business, and the 13th was my first official year at Sirius XM. Very big deal going on.
Yeah, Hammy.
It's been 1 year. And Hammy now.
Hammy's doing the show, yeah.
Hammy was. Hammy, you applause to him because
Congratulations
Hammy.
Congratulations to our friend Hamula.
Yes, he was. Hammy was running the show called Busted Open on Sirius XM Rush.
Yeah.
Very big show with Dave LaGreca and now Mark Henry. And Bully Ray are the co-hosts. Weirdest fucking grouping ever, but it's like yesterday, because Mark Henry will be on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. So Mark Henry, by the way, the world's strongest man. Danny, how big would you say Mark Henry is?
Pretty big man.
Yes, he's a giant black man.
Oh, boy.
A giant.
You don't want to
black man. A former Olympian.
Black guy.
In weightlifting. He's a huge boy. Okay, big motherfucker. It is the weirdest thing to be sitting in the Sirius XM offices and then see Mark Henry walk by. From Silsby, Texas, one of the biggest men.
Hey.
Dude, you call him Fat Albert. I ain't calling him shit.
No, I don't mean that.
He will pick you up. Dude, this man used to bend frying pans for fun. He used a toe on his back. Fucking Mack trucks.
Wow.
All the fake shit that they show Braun Strowman doing, he used to do for real.
Ooh.
He used to pick up cars, Joe. He would open the front door, put half of his body, like his shoulder, and literally lift the front of your car. Like, instead of having a jack, if you wanted to change a tire, he could put his body in the car, lift the car up for you, and then you could change the tire, and then he would put it down for you.
Very strong man.
That is how strong he is.
Very strong man.
And Bully Ray, former world champion in TNA. And
what is this, a sports show?
It's a pro wrestling show.
Pro wrestling show.
So Hammy fits in fine.
He loved that.
Hammy fits in fine. It is a great show. I miss being, I was on the 37th floor, and that's where Dave LaGreca's office was. And we used to be in there fucking talk. We would talk wrestling all the fucking time, and now I'm down on 36, so I miss it.
Hammy getting any perks or something from the...
Yes, he's getting radio show groupie blowjobs. Okay. No, I don't know
what is he doing on
no,
that?
I mean, that's...
He works on the show. He's one of the... I don't know if you would call him a producer, but he actually got to produce the show the other day. So I think today and yesterday he produced a show.
That's a great experience.
And his boss, who's a friend of mine, Marissa, who runs the channel, literally said to him on Facebook that you're doing, like for your boss to write you on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And tell you you're doing a good job.
She's on the record.
Means that you're doing a good job.
That's
so.
Right.
And come on, we all know Hammy. Hammy's anal retentive.
He is, yeah.
And, you know, so when it's something like that,
he's good at what
he's
he
got
does.
It covered, yeah. Technologically, the kid is, you can't, he's second to none.
Absolutely.
You can't fucking beat him when it comes to that. He's definitely there. That's what happens.
Then fucking leave already!
There he goes. I was waiting for some form of a Hammy drop.
Yeah.
Nick, the CUNT, wants to know if I got a one-year pin yet. From Sirius, you know, now I don't
a
know.
Gold watch, I think. Like,
you get a nice shiny gold watch.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm just trying not to get fired. I'm trying to not get fired and move up in the company. That's my plan.
Well, that's the king.
Let me let you guys in on my secret plan.
Well, you do have
not get fired.
Stick around.
You do have a great ass, according to Joe. So
yeah. Great ass.
That should help. That helps.
You got that going.
It can't fucking hurt, Danny, to have a great ass. Oh, hashtag absolutely. Me too. Yeah. Hashtag time's up.
So,
all I'm saying.
You know what you should do, man.
Go in there with fucking Daisy Duke shorts on.
Yeah, let's. Somebody sexually harass you and then and say, like, listen, give me my own show or I'll
the
sue
station,
you.
Then.
Excuse me, I'd like to speak to Mr. Sirius XM, please.
Yes.
I heard that he's giving out shows.
He's a serious man.
He's a serious man with serious needs.
Dusty, so sweet.
By the way.
Dusty Rose on?
I don't know. He's a Dusty Rose with the American Dream. You better get Eddie a fucking fill. Oh, make your knees knock, make your liver quiver. It's me, Dusty Rose with the American Dream. You're going to learn from the best. Did everyone hear this fucking Peter Rabbit bullshit?
What's going on with that? I heard something about it, but you know me. I only read the headline.
I had to bring it because it's just we were in the realm of insanity, so I thought I'd bring up the most insane story of the week to me. Food allergy the advocates, their groups.
No peanuts and stuff
like
that.
There's a scene in the movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Where the bad guy that's in the movie is allergic to blackberries.
Okay.
I have an itchy nose. Hold on.
Stop the Coke.
Sorry, it's all the Coke. And the...
That be for me?
I wish. Yeah. Let's do some key bumps. Yeah. And so what happens is the bad guy, he fights Peter Rabbit.
Yeah.
And Peter Rabbit fucking... shoots a blackberry into his mouth.
Whoa.
The guy starts choking, and he has to use an EpiPen, and some fucking mother, and some fucking weird... Here's fucking Entertainment Tonight Canada to tell us more.
So several advocacy groups are slamming the film for making light of allergies. So there's one scene where Peter Rabbit and his pals attack a man with blackberries, knowing he's allergic to them, and the character is forced to use an EpiPen on himself.
Yes, one group, the Kids with Food Allergies Foundation, released a statement on Friday saying...
The Kids with Food Allergy Foundation?
Why are we changed?
Kidding me?
No.
Jack and the Beanstalk, they threw him off a cliff.
I know, the Giants of America would like to speak to you.
KFA believes that food allergy jokes are harmful to our community. Making light of this condition hurts our members because it encourages the public not to take the risk of allergic reactions seriously, and this cavalier attitude may make them act in ways that could put an allergic person in danger.
Okay, so wait, you're in a movie with a talking bunny who wears a blue fucking shirt.
Yeah.
And the worst part of your scenario is that somebody got a blackberry lodged in their mouth and had an allergic reaction.
Oh, God.
This is the fucking world I live in. The same world where this kid just shot up a school is the same place where we have people bitching about blackberries and allergies.
Was it intentional?
Caused by a talking fictional bunny.
Look what the wolf did to Little Red Riding Hood's grandmother. My God, almighty violence.
Oh, my God. I watched these things and I just...
Apologized for the scene, saying that they shouldn't have made light of allergies, especially in a slapstick way. Is this people being oversensitive or... Is this an inappropriate joke?
The fact that you have to ask the question, Peter Rabbit allergy scene, inappropriate or are people too sensitive? That's where I want to fucking choke people. Are you shitting me that we have to stop our lives to ask these questions?
Whoa.
Are you fucking shitting with me? Are you fucking around? Because I don't understand where your thought process is at.
Shoot that wackily wabbit.
At what point do we not fucking care what the talking bunny has to fucking say? And maybe grow the fuck up and be parents and tell your kids.
Don't eat the blueberries.
Don't fucking do what the bunny did. That bunny's a fucking asshole.
But you know, that's the attitude of the whole country.
Why?
I mean, when they show, like, you ever see like Mythbusters and things like that? I mean, they blow up things and then they say, oh, we'll try this at home.
Yeah. You should never try these at home. Go to a friend's house.
I'm going to drive a car off a 50-foot cliff. Don't try that at home.
Joe, hold on. We live in a world where there are still tags on blow dryers that say, warning, this gets hot. Second, if you flip the tag over, it says, do not blow dry while in tub.
Yeah.
Okay? Oh, what the fuck, Joe? We cannot act as if these people are not morons.
That's it.
Okay, we
That's
get it. We live
it.
In a world with morons.
Yeah.
But the fact that you are, not you, but society is questioning the talking bunny who happened to give an asshole some fucking blackberries.
God. The world is insane, man. But I don't even question it anymore. It's just like every day there's something screwier and screwier happening. What can I tell you?
It's fucking crazy. I live in a world.
And I haven't even seen the movie.
I'm offended by you talking right now. Go away.
But not to mention also.
I'm always offended by you.
But how about the fact that you ruined the movie for me?
Yeah.
Now I know the bad guy is allergic to blackberries, and now I know that they give the bad guy. Yeah. You now have ruined the movie. For people who want to see the talking bunny.
Most people have peanut allergies.
Yeah, so don't eat some Jif.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck to tell you. How about when I was in school, when I was a little lad, okay?
Last week.
When I was knee-high to a grasshopper, Joe, okay? And I'm in school. There was one kid. His name was Mike. Yeah. I don't want to say his last name, but his name was Mike. And Mike had a fucking severe nut allergy. Not one time did I ever fucking take a goddamn peanut butter jelly sandwich and shove it in Mike's face.
Try this.
And go, hey, dick.
Come here, I want to see you blow up.
Yeah. I want to see you asphyxiate on you. How about you tell your fucking kids?
That's just too close.
Parents need to start being parents again. Tell your kids not to do what the bunny did.
Parent, what is that?
Yeah, not to do what the bunny did. And maybe, just maybe, maybe this starts a conversation about allergies and EpiPens. And maybe that weird kid in school that has to give himself an insulin shot or whatever. You know, maybe it starts the conversation. So why do we denounce it before? You know what I'm saying? Like, let's really get to the flip side of this argument. Why do we denounce it before it does any good? Maybe this did good for kids.
Yeah.
Maybe it's good that they see that
guess
what'll happen?
If you eat the blackberry and if you eat something you're allergic to, you might die.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the life lesson.
It's educational.
That we fucking let the kids see the talking bunny try to kill the fucking guy.
You know, when they
maybe that's better.
When they drop the A-bomb, it explodes.
Exactly.
That's what happens.
Sorry, kids. Spoiler alert.
Boom.
Bombs go boom. Fire is hot. Okay? But do you understand? In the same world, okay, that we're talking about a shooter killing motherfucking innocent people in a school. Okay? Right? We're having a debate about a talking bunny giving fucking blackberries.
See, that's something about the
to
world.
A human being.
I really don't understand when these guys have a problem and the first thing they say to themselves, even like the terrorists, everything, let's go kill some innocent people. I mean,
now look at here.
How does that solve your problem?
Well, I don't think you're getting my point.
Well.
I think that you're kind of veered off.
I think
you get my point that
any of this getting through to you, son?
No, it's not. Did you get the point that we live in a world where there are more serious things going on
absolutely.
Than the talking bunny?
Yeah,
and the blackberry scenario.
I definitely understand it. It's so trivial.
No, you don't.
But you know what? The point I was trying to make is why do these people, when they have a problem, have to say, "Well, I got to take it out," and it's not just one guy. I mean, look at. look at ISIS for 7 years. They're not happy. Let's go kill people. You know, what is it? What is
this
war?
Is from the man who's thrown me out of this studio three times.
Well, we argue, yeah, but we I haven't killed you
that
yet.
That doesn't seem a little irrational to you.
Well, I'm not going to kill you over anything.
I don't know what you're planning.
Well, maybe.
I'm just glad you're
Joe Qaeda.
I'm just glad you're as heavy.
Not only that, if I was going to kill you, I wouldn't be killing an innocent person.
No.
And now, if I killed Danny, that's different. No.
I am fucking innocent.
I'm glad that Eddie's fat, because when you go postal, most of the bullets are going to fucking hit him.
I know.
Because he's got a wide surface, and that'll give me enough time to get underneath the fucking table
nice
and crawl out of here.
A preach.
I have a nice tuchus. Right.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
Don't shoot me in the asshole.
I don't know about that.
I'm just saying.
No.
But we live in a world where fucking the talking bunny takes precedence. Because this was yesterday. Everyone was talking about the fucking talking bunny.
Yeah.
And now it takes a school shooting.
Yeah.
To get the talking bunny BlackBerry issue off the table. Because some asshole named Nick Cruz, C-R-U-Z, as per the Miami Herald and now the sheriff's office of Parkland, Florida.
He'll never see the light of day.
No. Yeah, shot up a school and killed, I don't even know what their numbers
are.
Do
they have the death penalty in Florida?
I don't know.
I think they do. I think Florida's
usually the
things.
Death penalty in Florida is called living in Florida.
Yeah, really? I know Texas, a lot of those southern states have the death penalty still.
I don't know. I get bent out of shape because of the idiotic BlackBerry talking bunny. And then we have, you know, this polar opposite of realism and real scary shit. Because is there a foundation for school shootings?
Yeah, really.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what that one's called. You know,
well, what can I say? Yeah. Hey, how about that guy who shot the car into space?
Way to deflect, Joe.
Well, it just hit me in the head, you know, like that.
I wish the car hit you in the fucking head.
Look what you can accomplish. You can actually shoot junk into space if you want, you know. It would be a great way to get rid of your garbage.
By the way, the name of that group is called the People's Institute of School Shootings.
Oh, is that what it is?
Piss.
Okay.
Piss.
Pissed off.
Pissed off. People Institute of School Shootings. Oh, that's what it is.
We should make fun of this. We should not.
I'm not making fun of this. I'm making fun of how dumb fucking society is.
Yeah.
Not fucking the kid. Yeah. Fuck Nick Cruz. If Nick Cruz was here right now, I'd beat the living shit out of him.
Well, he deserves it.
For killing 19 fucking people.
I wonder if he's got a mother.
Wounding several more. And poor innocent people and school teachers are dead now because of this piece of shit.
Yeah. I feel sorry for like his mother and father because now their claim to fame is that that's their son.
What you say about my mama?
Yeah, well, you know, like those poor people, they may be really nice people, but now they got to put up with all
that. See, this is why everyone should go get a cigar, get a nice glass of Religion tequila, sit back, relax,
and say fuck it,
and take it easy.
And fuck what the bunny does.
All right? Tranquilo, people. Tranquilo.
There you go.
Take it easy.
That's what this guy should do. Just take a nice drink of tequila and go home.
Yeah, just take a nice fucking tequila drink. You take a couple sips.
Relax.
Sip it down. Relax. Nurse it if you want. I don't give a shit. Enjoy the Religion tequila. Drink it down. All right? Smoke a nice stogie. Relax yourself. That's my yoga.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I do yoget, Joe.
Oh, yoget.
Yeah, you'll get me a glass of fucking Religion tequila, and you'll get my fucking cigar.
Oh, get it,
God
damn it.
Damn it.
Uh-oh, there's the theme song.
That's the theme song. That means Joe shuts up.
Okay.
And I tell everybody that, remember, free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up. And also remember, in these trying times, if you're going to fuck that bunny, make sure he don't give you no fucking blackberries. Because he's actually a chicken. So don't fuck that chicken. Also remember AMF, my friends, which clearly stands for Adios, motherfucker!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show.
Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.